Okay, today is Das Samach Dalet. We're on Samach Dalet at the Mishnah. Here we go. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, what? What's the name?
Shimon Tzvi Ben
Peril. Today we're learning foolish language for Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Poschin la'adam b'chvor aviv v'imo. Okay, new topic now. Now we're talking about how you get out of a neder. So you can get out of a neder by charata. By telling somebody, had you known about this issue, would you have made the neder? Had you known that it would be a kavod for your parents, it would be a pagam on your parents, would you have made it? What's the pagam on the parents? So the Ran says, she'omrim lo, they say to him, ilu ha'yisi yodea, had you known, she'mevazin avicha ve'imecha, that it's an embarrassment to your parents, al sha'ata kal b'nedarim, because he's so frequent with the Darim, Kida Amrinan, Dekaru Lirisha Bar Tzadika, Risha Bar Risha, even a Rasha, the son of a Tzadik, we call the Rasha for the son of a Rasha. In other words, even if you make the Darim, it looks bad on your father, or bad on your mother, right? Kulum Hayisi Noder. Would you have made that Neder? Lashon Acher, another Pshat, Shiyomru, Sha'ata Lamadata Mehem. You learn from that. Why are you making the Darim? Because learn it from that. Sha'ata, sha'af hei mizalzun with the darb. They're also no good with the darb. Otherwise, why are you doing this? Had you known all this? Tosfos says, Klomar, ilu ha'yisi yodeh, had you known, sha'omer malecha la'avicha ul'imecha, re'isem kama binchem kal ben adarim v'yizbayshu, same pshat, that they'll be embarrassed. That you say, they have a son that makes nadarim. V'yesh mefarshim sha'omeru, ha'olam, Oy la'avu la'aim she'gdilu ben she'kal ben adarim kazeh. Woe to the parents that bore a son that's so makel in the darim. Had you known all that, would you have done it? That's valid. It's a valid pesach. The chacham oser. The chachamim say that's invalid. We can see in a few minutes what they're arguing about. However, Amr of Tzadok. Ad she'poskin lo b'chvar aviv v'imo, when they open up a Pesach based on this, yiftechu lo b'chavar ha'makom, they will also make a Pesach on Hashem's kavod. In other words, look at the Ran, the Ran of Amr of Tzadok, Klomar, Rebbe Lazar, kihechi d'shari liftoch b'chavar aviv v'imo, just like you could open up a Pesach based on parents, Shari nami liftach b'chavar ha'makom. Sh'omim lo, ilo yisi yodea she'nadarta she'yisa mekel b'chavar ha'makom. Didn't you know that Hashem doesn't like this? Daha aminan b'sefri shehu k'noder b'melech atzmo klum ha'yisi noder. Right, it's Hashem, the melech doesn't like it. Would you have done that? Correct. That's exactly the point. By the way, he says over here, b'chavar ha'makom. Who's ha'makom? Hashem. Why is Hashem called Hamakom?
Because he's everywhere.
That's one shot. He says over here, in the name of the Rav Avraham in Ahar, who's a Rishon. Right? It says like this. The word Makom is Gematria 186. Okay? Makom is Gematria 186. Havaya, Yud, Hey, Vav, and a Hey. If you do 5 times 5, 6 times 6, 10 times 10, and 5 times 5, which is a hamakom. This is a Rishon. You get 186. Same number. Hashem, in all makom, all space, right? That's what that multiplication table is. It's the width and breadth of a number. So you take Yud-K, Vav-K, you get 186. You don't have to ask the kasha on it. There's no kasha to ask on that.
No, 6 times.
What?
Six
okay.
Times,
okay. Now, what? Now, it's the Rishon that said it. It's not some safer with gematrias. So, what did he say? He said that you can even make a Pesach in the Darim. Im Kain, now it's like a little bit of an abridged sentence. Im Kain in the Darim. If that's the case, you just threw all the Darim out the window. Why? So the Ran explains, Im Kain Ein Nedarim Klomar, Afilu Reb Meir, Afilu Reb Elezer, Modul Rabbanan B'Chavar HaMakom Ein Poskim. Even he agreed. He did. There was an argument by parents. Rabbi Elazar said yes. The Chacham said no. The reason why the Chacham said no, we'll explain in a minute, is because the question was, is someone going to be embarrassed and lied about his parents? You know, your parents aren't happy with that. I don't care. I'm saying it either anyway. Rabbi Elazar said no one's ever going to say that. When you corner them that their parents are upset, yes, I have it. Yes, you're right. I never would have done that. I don't want to upset my parents. Oh, did you know that if you make this net there, Chaim Yankel down the block is going to be upset? Yeah, him I don't care about. But about your parents, you're not going to say that. So you're going to be forced to lie. Because out of respect for your parents, you're going to be forced to lie. Therefore, the Chacham said it's not a valid Pesach. Because you're being forced into the corner. But really, I said, no, you're not going to lie. The Chacham said, no, you're going to lie. Now, you're not going to upset your parents. So in Torah, by the way, your parents are very upset about it. Did you realize that? Yeah, of course I realize that. I don't like my parents. My parents live on the other side of the world. They're never going to know about this. I don't care. I'm not going to say that. Nobody says that about their parents. So you can be forced to say, yeah, I regret it. Even though you don't really regret it. However, when it comes to Hashem, who's going to lie about that? Everybody agrees no one's going to lie. Since no one's going to lie, then every neder is out the window. Because every neder now, did you realize Hashem wasn't that? Yeah, I didn't realize that, of course.
I want to eat cake for a month. Hashem doesn't care if I eat cake
now. Yes, he does, because he doesn't want you to make the darim. He doesn't want you to make the darim. He doesn't want you to make the darim. Right, no, I don't care what it's about. It could be I don't want to eat cake. But it doesn't like the darim. So did you realize Hashem was upset about that? It's like a false, people say that. Somebody go over to someone during davening, talking during davening. Did you realize that Hashem doesn't like that? Of course they realized. But that's about every Aveira. And no one ever knew Aveiras then. Right. So what happened? Yeah. At the moment, the Taiva outweighs of your knowledge. Of course you know that Hashem doesn't want that. It's a false Musar. It never works. Right? It never works, that kind of Musar. Right? Do you realize you're going to burn hell if you do? Yeah, of course you realize on some level. That never works. So what do you do? You have to lie. Oh, I didn't realize. I didn't realize. Thank you for reminding me. Thank you so much for reminding me. They have to force to lie. It doesn't work. So therefore, there's no such thing as the Dharma anymore. Every neder, did you realize Hashem doesn't like it?
So is he going to them for an out? Or
what?
Are they going to him? You know, you figure that.
They're going to him. The in.
It's when you make a
right.
No.
You're asking them. They can say no.
No, you're going to be upset.
What?
No.
It's a donation. Are you interested in giving a donation?
It doesn't have
the status of a neder.
Yeah,
what, it's a neder? You don't pay, you violate a neder?
Yeah.
No, you violate. I don't know about that. Hilchas Nedarim?
That's why. Yes, if
you announce an amount of money,
yeah,
and you involve it,
that's why they say yes, you're not going to pay the bare laundry and violate the neder.
What? I don't know if it has that status, lahalacha. I don't know. They always say bli neder. They always say blineder. Blineder.
Blineder. That's right, they say blineder.
They say blineder. It's not a neder.
That's why we say blineder.
Right. And what if you don't say blineder? Exactly. Then I have the status of a neder? I'm not sure about that. I don't know. So he's saying here, even Rabbi Elazar, that agreement with the Rabbanon, the Moda, the Rabbanon, the Bechav and Mokum, ain't posted. There are three people here. There's Rabbi Eliezer, who said parents, the Chachamim, who said no, and Rav Tzadok said even Hashem. Now the Ran says, Rav Elazar argued on that also, on Hashem.
Just parents
he holds. Why? Dim Yisim the Poschin in the Darm. There's no more in the Darm. Why? The Gemara Mefarish. My Davar Shebeino Lebein Aviv Imo Kigon Shasartem Bahana Aso. Okay, you made some Aser and Anah. Umihu Nihi the Maskin and Hacha the Ein Poschin Bechavar Amakom. Dafka b'chavar amakom hu de ein poschin. Mishum de im isya the poschin ein nedarim nedarim yafe nedarim yafe. They're not going to be matered properly. Why? K'di'ir mitzvah b'gemara she ein shum adam she yeis pan of lomar. No one's going to have the chutzpah to say shafilu hayodesh she yimekel b'chavar amakom hayno there. I knew that Hashem not happy. I'm still doing it. Nobody says that, right? Va'afilu lo haya nimna lakach mitchila. Even if you didn't want to do that, you're shaker lo merkein. You're going to have to say that. Who's going to have the chutzpah? Yeah, I know I'm talking. I know I'm doing the wrong thing. But leave me alone. No one says that. They might wish you wouldn't come near me. Let me do my aveira in peace. Right? No, but you're over there. You're in his face. So, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. So what kind of heter is that? What kind of heter is that? It's not a heter. So you're being mocked in the Dharma improperly. Abu b'chavad mitzvah achas poschim. One mitzvah, yeah. In other words, kid not come on. We're going to have later in the week. Tomorrow. Poschim lo menak kasa batorah. Ilo isi yodeh shata over alo sisna zachicha b'bavecha. Had you known you're violating this avera, klum how you know there? Right? Mishum, the mitzvah achas, kihani de mani tana lo chamir le linish kulahai. Maybe on one mitzvah, a guy might say, you know what? I have to work on that mitzvah. Right now, I hate this guy. You might, I'll have to work on it this year. I'll learn some chavetz chayim. But in the meantime, I'm not backing down. When you say Hashem, who's going to say that? So saying Hashem is improper. On one mitzvah, maybe a guy would be willing to be a little bit of a chutzpah. Okay, I'm not so strong in that area. You're right, I'm not so strong over there. I'm not so strong in kashrus. I made a net there, I'm going to go to McDonald's. I can't fight that. I have to work on it. I know I have to work on it. But in the meantime, leave me alone. So, such a thing, right? You know there, lo yishaka lo mel ilis and deshakena lo yis. Nobody was going to lie and say, yeah, I wouldn't have known. I didn't realize. I didn't mean to make that net there. I didn't realize. It's an avera. I'm working on it. Right, I'm working on it. Right now, let it go. I do 6:12, I'm good enough. Right? That you hear such a thing. That such a thing is possible. But the say Hashem, that's before the 6:13. No one's going to say that, and therefore the nether's no. Therefore the whole thing is not. If that's an out, there's no such a thing as a dorm anymore. Okay. Modim Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer, but Davar Shebeino Lebein Aviv Imo Sheposchun LaBechavod Aviv Imo. I'm not sure what that means because we just said a minute ago the Chum after that, right? Maybe they agree with Tzadok. Okay. Va'od Amar Rabbi Lazar Poschin B'Nolad. You can make a Pesach in Nolad. The Chachamim Omrim Ketzad. What does that mean? What's Nolad? Something that didn't happen yet, right? Had I known this, I didn't think this would happen. But now that I know it happened, I don't want my neder to be there. That's different than Charata. Charata, the facts didn't change. In Nola, the facts change. What's an example of Nola? You'll see in a minute. Ketad, Omar, Konem, Shani, Nana, Ish, Ploni, I made a neder, not going to have enough from that guy. Then Vinas is Sofer. He became a Sofer. So it's a machlok, either he's a real Sofer, or he became the Rebbe, or the Rav, it means some teacher. Now, where am I going to get my mezuzah from? He's the only one who makes mezuzahs now. I have no choice. I didn't know that when I made the neder. The facts changed. Not that I didn't know. He wasn't that. I didn't need him then. I didn't like him. Now I need him. The facts changed.
But that's awareness versus like, you didn't realize he was a sofer.
That's different. That would be charata. Did you realize he's a sofer? Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought he was just a lousy neighbor. Right? Oh, or, Shayamasi as Beno, you marry off your son. That's what it is? Amar, Ilu, Isi, Odea, Shu, Sofer, Osha, had I known, Osha, Yamasi, as Beno, Bekarov, Lo, Isi, no, there. Right? What does that mean?
He's making a wedding soon. Like,
who's making a wedding soon?
The guy who
you want to invite?
Yeah, no, you wanted to go to his wedding and you made an enter against him and you didn't realize he was getting married so fast.
Or, in other words, the facts changed. Right? Or you made a neder against your neighbor, and then all of a sudden the son got engaged quickly, and now you want to invite him to the wedding. So that's a change in circumstance. Maybe you made a neder for a year, and you thought your son would get engaged for a year, and all of a sudden he did. It's just another example. It's just another example of nolad. Or example, I have it. Konam l'bayizesh ani nichnas. I'm not going to go to that house. Why? I don't like that house. No, 1 second. Vinasa Beis HaKnesses. Now they made that house into the shul. Are you not going to walk into the shul? You didn't know. Now that I didn't know, the facts changed. That's different than saying, had you known. Right? Had you known that your mother, had you known that your mother would be very upset with you when you made that neder. The facts didn't change.
That's a Pesach.
What? So that's a Pesach based on Charata. These are Pesach based on Nolad. The facts changed. Amar, Eli, Isi, Adesh, that's the basic. Had I known that, they would have made that house into a shul, Loa, Isi, no, they never would have made that net there.
So he's saying that the Nola is a better way than
Harata. I don't know if it's better or worse. There's another way.
Different way.
Well, who said that to be on the scale?
Or Rabbi Nazar said that.
By the way, Rabbi Elazar Matir, v'chachamim osrin. Rabbi Elazar's Matir and the Chacham Aser. Correct.
And so what actually the Chachamim agree? What do the Chachamim agree as Pesach?
So according to... There's two Chachamims here. In the second line of the Mishnah it said, v'chachamim osrin. The Chacham don't allow a Pesach on your parents. And then in the fifth line, one, two, three, in the fourth line it said, the fifth line, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer V'davah Shebeinu L'Benav V'Imo. Some other Chacham do agree with that.
What's the difference?
No, there's no difference. It's no difference. It's just another way.
Like, let's say nobody knew in the world he was his own. He was his own the whole time. Is that like
no one? That's charata.
What? No one knew except for him.
The facts didn't change. Your knowledge changed. That's different. Your knowledge changed. Did you realize that he was... I didn't realize it. Did you realize that was a shul? I didn't know. The facts didn't change. What changed was your knowledge. That's not no one. That's charata. Right? What changed was your facts as opposed to the circle, as opposed to your knowledge.
Your awareness.
Your awareness changed. Now we're going to discuss the beginning. Okay, says the Gemara, my ein nedarim. What does it mean? We already explained the Ran. What does it mean that there's no nedarim then? If you say, did you know that Hashem wouldn't like that? Then there's no, if MK ein nedarim, what does that mean? So, Amar Abba, what?
That was actually self-explanatory.
Wasn't it? Amar Abba, it's a machlok, it's a bayin rava. Amar Abaya. Im kain ein nedarim nitarin yafeh. What it means is there's no heter. The heter is not proper. The neder, there's nothing wrong with the neder. I made a neder. I'm not eating cake. I have to go on a diet. I made such a neder. Did you realize that Hashem doesn't like that? Now you did realize, but you want to make a neder, but you're embarrassed. It's a right. Look at the Ran. The first round of the Gemara. Shafilu im mitchilo hayinimna. You wouldn't have stopped the neder. Because he threw in Hashem's name over there, right? Lo yoyis panav b'kach l'fnei chacham. You're not going to have the chutzpah to tell a chacham, nah, I still want to make that neder. I know Hashem's upset, I don't care. No one's going to say that. V'yishkar v'yomar ilo yisyadei lo yinode. No one's going to lie and say, I had it on, I still would have done it. Nimsa de'ein nedar nitarin yafe. What's the issue? The issue is the heter. The heter's improper. Why? Because it's not sincere. Why? Because you're in the corner. You have no choice. You're not going to lie about God. You have no choice. So you're stuck in the corner. It's not a real valid heter. Mishum hachi modi Rabbi Eliezer l'rabbanon shein poschen lo b'chavad amakom. That's not valid. Umihu b'chavad aviv v'imo pligi. When it comes to parents, they argue. Why? The rabbanon asri disfir lehu lo shna chavad amakom lo shna chavad aviv v'imo. Doesn't matter if it's Hashem or your parents. You're never going to lie about that either. The chacham said, oh my goodness. Yeah, I know my parents don't like it. I don't care about them. Also, no one's going to say that. The ein adam meiz hilkach ein poschin. Rabbi Eliezer savar bechavar amakam hu de ein poschin. The ein adam meiz. Oh, for our God, nobody will do that. Aval bechavar aviv imo meiz. A person will hilkach. Therefore, poschin. Your parents is valid. That's a machlokas. That's a baya. V'rava amar. Rava says no. Im kain ein nedarim nishalin lechacham. No one's ever going to go to a chacham. Why? Says the Ran on top. Im kain the poskim lo b'chavar amakom. If you're going to go to chavar amakom, if that's a valid out, lo yehain nadri nishalim l'chacham. No one's ever going to go to a chacham. Why? Shekol echad v'echad posach pesach hazatmo. You just a matter of yourself, right? Shari pesach zer roy l'chom l'darim. It applies to every single nether in the world. So what happens? The guy cheats on his diet, eats the cake. It's another nether anyway. Hashem doesn't like l'darim. That's Rava. Right. How do we paskin? So if you notice, there's a letter by Abaya. There's a letter by Abaya. It's not Yal Chagam. Not only that, if you pull out a tour, he paskins like Abaya. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Abaya. The reason is, right, like Abaya said, the issue is the heter is not a valid heter because you're forced to say it. Right? What's going on here? We never pass on like Abaya.
We do
pass on like Abaya, but only six times. It's not one of the six times. So the who says this? The Taz says. No, it's not a Gersa change. Listen to this answer. What the Taz says. Taz says that You can paskin like Abaya. It's only a reason. There's no halachic difference if you're paskin like a Rava or you're paskin like Abaya. The issue is the same. The issue is kavod hamakom a valid heter? The question is why? So why? Okay, Abaya's answer is better than Rava's. Well, paholik Rav, Abaya. Doesn't change the halacha. Now, you can come out, you call quotes over here, a naskamina between Abaya and Rava's answers. But putting that aside, it's hard to find an afkamina. All we're doing is passing like Abaya's reason. The halacha didn't change. The halacha is that Pesach with Hashem is invalid. Why? Abaya's reason is better than Rava's reason. We hold like Abaya's reason. Doesn't mean that we hold like Abaya. We hold like the Mishnah. The Mishnah is we're just staying in the Mishnah. What's the reason? Yeah, Abaya's reason. We hold like Abaya's reason. It doesn't mean halacha. It doesn't mean hold like Abaya. Hold like Abaya's reason. Okay. That doesn't violate Yalta Dab. Interesting.
How often do you have a halacha like that with that svara? Not halacha. Very, not
too often, do you? Now, you have it in the Gemara. Right?
No, so, it's rare that the Mishnah itself passes the Shiloh over the Gemara. That's why it's different. Usually, the Mishnah states something and the Gemara will flush out the answer.
Right. Right now, you can come up with so the Chassam Sofer says, what about this? What about if a guy makes a nether, and then he matters the nether by himself? After all, Hashem's not happy with it, so he cheats on the diet, and then he matters it himself.
That's
1 second. What would Abaya say about that? So according to Rava, that's not a valid matter nether, right? What about Abaya? Would Abaya agree it's not a valid heter? Or maybe Abaya would say, you know what? It's okay, he can be matur himself. So that could be an afkamina la halacha.
Nobody says that. Even the ones who agree, according to Rava,
there's no question that's invalid. What about Abaya? What would Abaya say about that?
No, even
the guy's matur himself.
No, even Abaya doesn't agree with that. Even Abaya agreed that you need a chacham for that. Even if you use the pesach, you still need a chacham.
Why?
Because that's the rules of Nadarim.
So maybe Abaya would argue. Maybe Abaya would say, "You know what? If a guy, I'm not choshish for that reason. I have a different problem. My problem is everyone's going to lie. Not valid heter. And what if a guy does it himself? There's a time to say you could argue that Abaya would say that's okay. But the Evet, you know, after the fact, but the Evet will let it go. Rava would never let it go. That's Rava's whole issue. That could be an afkamina lahalacha between Abaya and Rava. Having said that, we pass on like Abaya. What do we mean we pass on like Abaya? Pass on like his reason. Okay." What are we up to? Tanan, Umodim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer, but Davar Shevino L'Bin Avav Imo. It has something to do with your parents, Sheposkin L'Bachavad Avav Imo, that you can make a Pesach like that. Bishlomo L'Abaya, Abaya makes sense, Da'amar Im Kain, Ein Nidarim Nitarin. Right? If that's the problem, Hach over here, Kiv the Ichsaflei. So, if the issue is chutzpah, if that's the issue, I understand why you have the same issue by parents. Is a person going to have the chutzpah to say in front of the rav? Yeah, I don't care what my parents say. Is a person going to have the chutzpah? There's a machlokes about that. El rava damar imkin ein nidarim nishal lechacham hacha my poschen. So, what's the issue by according to rava? After the fact, by parents too. You're going to do it yourself by parents? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Right? Amri, no. Exactly. Kivan dechal nadri lo sagi lahon delav chacham. Since in all, if in regular nadarim, by normal nadarim, you need a chacham. Hacha nami poskin. So too, you'll go over here, you'll do without a chacham. Exactly the same issue. In other words, the same thing. What? Same exact thing. According to Rava, you need a chacham. Who needs a chacham? I'll do it myself. After all, my parents don't like it. Okay. Va'od Amar Belazar poskim benolad. My time of the Rebbe Eliezer. What's the reason that Rebbe Eliezer holds you're allowed to Pesach with changed facts? The facts changed. Not that you became aware. That's a different thing. The facts changed. The answer is Amar B'chista, Amar Kra. It says that Kimesu Kal Ha'anashim, right? That the Dasan and Avihu, Moshe made a neder. He made a neder, he's not going to leave Yisrael. All of a sudden Hashem tells him, don't worry, you can leave. Why could he leave? Because why did he make the neder? He made the neder because he was afraid of Dasan and Aviram. But they're dead. They're dead. The facts changed. Now the facts changed. The neder can become batal. Vahamisa, the nolahu. It's a funny lashon. Misa is nolah. Misa is a changed circumstance. It changed facts. Mikan, sheposchin benolad. So what do you see? That changing of facts is valid. Now we know they didn't die. We know they didn't die. They're really still alive. However, they lost all their possessions, so they lost their influence. So it's ki'ilu they died. So they had no Moshe no longer had any reason to be afraid of them. Right? The Rabbanan Maita Maihu. The Rabbanan say, what's the reason? What? Kasavri. Kasavri. Now, why did the Rabbanan argue on that? The reason why they argue on that is because it's not true. They didn't die. Right? The Kasavri, Hanu, Mi, Maisi. Did they die? The Amar of Yochanan, Mishum, Mishum, Ben Yechai, Kal Makom, Shinemar, Nitzim, Vinitzavim, Einon, Ella, Dasan, and Vavira. It's them. They didn't die. Ella, Amar, Rishlakish. Shiardu, Minich, Sehen. They lost all their possessions. Right? What?
No. Ani Dom Lameis.
Huh? We're going to get to Ani Dom Lameis in a minute. So therefore, no. So according to this answer, explains the Ran, they lost all their possessions. Losing possessions in those days was not such a big change of circumstances. Okay, so they lost their possessions. So what? I'm still afraid of them. The fortunes then were very... Today's this, tomorrow's that. I'm still afraid of this guy. All right, Hashem told me to go. I have no choice. It's not a heter that Nolad is a valid heter. It's not a valid heter. Why? They lost all their possessions. It happens every day. That's not a special thing. Every day people lose their money. So it doesn't mean, well, now I'm not afraid of them. I'm still afraid of them. Hashem told me to go. I have no choice. So how did Hashem, it was able to break Yisrael's neder? I don't know. Right?
Hashem can't do it.
Hashem could do it, but what we Hashem doesn't violate his own Torah. So how, what are the, I don't know exactly that answer. How was Hashem able to do that? What? How do we know what? It's Vayoel Moshe. So that's what Duran says. It says Vayoel Moshe to stay with Yisroel, and the word Vayoel is a lashon of neder from Shaul Hamelach. The Shaul Hamelach made some neder with the word Vayoel. You want to see where that is? What? Here, it's the second round in the Gemara. Kimeisu kol hanashim avakshim afagavti Yisro hishbiel lemoshe. Yisro made Moshe swear. Dechziva yoel Moshe loshev esesa ish vitin lo esasi pora afilochi Moshe Rabbeinu loha yenishpa ela mitoch sheyari midasim baviram. He's afraid of them. Lefikach pasach lo hakadosh baruch hu kimeisu kol hanashim hamavakshim es nafshecha. Now, how do you know that the word Vayoel means a neder? So someone here says, where was that? Where did I see that about
maybe the rules of
there was some lashon from Shaul HaMelech about Vayoel. I don't know, I remember where that is.
You know why? Because who confirmed that Aaron Miriam had met Hesteras? Right?
Yeah.
It says they're Mitzrayim. Who confirmed that?
Hashem
confirmed that?
Yeah. No one else could.
Right.
Right? Because everybody else is relatives.
Right.
So I think it was Hashem, no?
I don't know.
Well, what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything?
Because the rules
changed
before.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but the Torah.
Uh-huh. That was after the Torah was given.
Right.
This is before. So listen, it's not the first time that Gemara brought a raya from something before Matan Torah.
I thought it was a strong question.
Right, exactly.
Hashem can't say you have to go. You have a mission to
right.
To
right. Amar Reshu ben Levi. This is a famous Gemara. Kal Adam she'ein lo banim chashuv kemeis. If someone doesn't have any children, he's chashuv kemeis. Why? Shenemar hava li banim. Rachel says to Yaakov, v'im ayin meisa anochi. And if not, I'm dead. It doesn't say I will die from tar, I will die from heartache. No, I'm already dead. It's present tense. So what do you see? That someone doesn't have children is unfortunately chashuv kemeis. Right? It's a hard gemara to learn with people that don't have children. It's a very, very hard gemara to learn. It's a very harsh gemara. The other three, everyone doesn't have a problem with. Right? There are four people that are chashuv kemeis. The gemara is going to say all four. This is a hard one for people. It's very difficult. Tanya, avar chashuvim kameis. What? There are four people that are chashuv kameis. Who are they? Ani, Mitzora, Suma, and Misha ein lo banim. Right? Says Tosfos. Look at the bottom Tosfos on the page. Nafkamina. We don't need to know this for. Nafkamina leboi anayhu alayhu rachame. You should daven for them. You should daven for them. Interesting. People daven for aniyim? Usually not. Daven for sick people. Right? Someone's an oni, someone doesn't have children. You should daven for them. Because they're chashav kameis. Oni, tichziv, kameisu kol hanashim. And as we said before, they didn't die dust in the fear. What happened to them? So the Ran proves they couldn't have been Suma, they couldn't have been without children, and they couldn't have been Mitzorim. So what was it? They were poor. Mitzorim tichziv, al na tehikim.
They just wrote the murder. They went to eat 70 even though they were poor. They were still, they're the ones.
They were alive. They were alive.
They were alive. They're the ones that they had the biggest adversary with Moshe, with these two, despite the fact that they were poor. So what happened to the whole poor people? Got the window. They're not me. They're the ones who.
Just because you're poor doesn't mean you can't cause trouble.
They had influence.
They're not influence. They're just rabble rousers. They used to have influence. Now they became just the rabble rousers.
Still a force to reckon with.
Yeah.
They didn't eat them and eat them.
Okay. Suma dechziv v'mechashchim hashiveni kimeisei olam. Right, u'misha ein lo banim dechziv havali banim v'imayin meisa anochi. Right, so why bedavka these four? Like, what's so unique about these four that the chashav kimeis? So I heard. I think Rabbi Razner said because these four people cannot give. They can't give. They're dependent, and when you can't give. Without being able to give some, what you can't give to your children, you're blind. You can't give. All you do is take. What could you give? You can't function in society like a normal person. It's unfortunate. Mitzora, you're outside the machna. You can't. And the last one is someone who's an ani. What can he give? He's also a taker. What could you give?
To other people.
But the ikker giving. That's why this gemara is hard for people. The ikker. We all know that.
It's not dependent. We
all know that. No, it's to be a giver. It's to have the ability to give and transmit. We all know that if you don't have children, who are you doing that to? To your nephew. It's not the same.
There's plenty of blind people who give money.
What? It doesn't mean they can't write a check to tzedakah. That's not what it means.
They're dependent on people.
Right, they're always dependent. They don't have their own individual. It's all true.
Someone who's lame also. Someone
what?
Someone unfortunately can't walk also.
Exactly, it might be in the category of a summa. Could be all these people.
Somebody doesn't have children, has to depend on somebody else.
What?
Because when he's old, who takes care of him?
Nobody to take care of.
Right. It's an interesting idea why these four are picked. Now you can find me all the people that are independent. Guys are paraplegic. Yeah, that's true. Right, that's true. But these are very four common occurrences where what I just said is true. Unfortunately, it's true. And that was what Tosfos said. If you see people like that, you should daven for them. Right? Very nice. All right? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow by Tanya. Everybody have a very good day.